true, he held his nose every time he sung. Bob Dylan from the Empire Burlesque LP, his latest LP, When the Night Comes Falling from the Sky. 6:30 on Q102, here's Gary Hamill with the news headlines.
Preparations for Ireland's first heart transplant are now nearly complete and are set for September. More European countries have criticised South Africa's apartheid system and the new emergency laws in the country under which hundreds of people are being detained. And the reports of a moving statue continue today after the ninth night since people began to gather at a grotto half a mile away from Ballyspittle in County Cork. The forecast is for mainly overcast weather and our main evening news is at 7.
John Kenny.
Steve Winwood first off in Valerie, and that's the Boys and Girls LP from Brian Ferry and Stone Woman.
The Kohinoor Restaurant, your passage to good Indian food at reasonable prices. Complimentary drinks served with dinner between 6 and 10. Kohinoor Restaurant, North Circular Road, Phibsborough, opposite the ice rink. Kohinoor, your passage to good Indian food.
There's one pint worth coming back for. Try Blackthorn Cider.
Ah,
the haunting taste of Taunton.
If you want to look smart at bargain prices, then you'd want to hurry down to the menswear sales shop in Wicklow Street before it's too late. At these prices, you'll understand why. Shirts from $4.95, knitwear to clear from $9.95, jackets at an amazing $12.95, and suits at $59.95. Everything's got to clear, so hurry now. Don't say you haven't been warned. The menswear sales shop, Wicklow Street, beside June and Peter Morris.
Soda Stream.
Any time of day.
What you say?
Soda Stream.
Press the button,
you're away.
All kinds of flavors.
There's 32, there's 32.
A real money saver.
Make me one too.
Yes, Ireland's number one choice in busy drinks makers now offers you even more with the new Soda Stream Carnival. You can make quarter litre, half litre or 1 litre drinks.
Carnival, ideal for parties.
Soda Stream.
Any time of day.
It's so nice.
From all leading stores and supermarkets.
And it's cheap at half the price.
Stereo Rockin' U-102.
There's trouble on the street tonight, I can feel it in my bones. I had a premonition that he should not go alone. I knew the gun was loaded, but I didn't think he'd kill.
Right down to me and you.
It's a track from a new LP from Nils Lofgren called Secrets in the Street. And that's it too. 10.5 minutes before 7 o'clock. This is Paul Young.
Scott Williams here, deep in the Q's vinyl vaults. Haven't they got a lot of records here? Jerry and the Pacemakers, Des O'Connor, Vera Lynn. Ah, these must be for Jason May. Anyway, I'm here choosing suitable records for the new Dolphin Discs Beat the Intro Quiz. Want to know how it works? Well, come here. Each weekday morning at 8:30, I'll be inviting your calls to Beat the Intro. Here's a sample. Can you remember this one? You must identify the song and artist before our intro finishes. If you can, you can win two albums of your choice each morning. Remember, it's called Dolphin Discs Beat the Intro. Make sure you don't miss it. Oh, and by the way, that was Carl Douglas and Run Back. And I must run back myself now. Lots to do. The quiz starts on Tuesday.
Private life, drama, baby, me out. cinema with your theatrics. Your acting's a drag. It's okay on TV, but you can turn it off. Your marriage is a tragedy, but it's not my concern. I'm very superficial. I hate everything official. Sentimental gestures only bore me to death. You've made a desperate appeal, now save your breath. Attachment to obligation, that's so wet. And your sex life complications are not my fascination. Private life, Tom, oh baby, keep me out. Private life, Tom, oh baby, keep me out. Oh.
Defendant is due at this very moment at his wedding reception in Blaze's restaurant.
Blaze's? Know the place well.
But, my lord.
No buts. This Blaze's place has a fine reputation for wedding parties.
But, my lord.
Seats up to 65 quite comfortably. Pleasant atmosphere. And I believe it has a nightclub as well.
But, my lord.
Oh, it's excellent, affordable prices. Better than most hotels, I dare say. Now, what does your client to say for himself?
Well, my lord, he would like to invite you to Blaze's.
Oh, why didn't you tell me this before, instead of all this blathering about? We can't keep the bride waiting now, can we? Court adjourned. We'll all go to Blaze's.
Blaze's Restaurant, 12 Lower Exchange Street, opposite Dublin Castle. Telephone 711-261.
Hey, girls, how would you like to win the very latest Austin Metro?
Style every mile, that's the Metro.
That's the one, and you can win it free with Southall's Maxi Pads. New look Southall's Maxi Pads are the safe ones, the trusted ones. Southall's Maxi Pads never let a girl down. And if you'd like to win a fabulous, stylish Austin Metro, simply pick up a pack and get all the details. So, girls, play safe. Play to win with new look Southall's Maxi Pads.
Hello, Evening Herald Small Ads. Can I help you?
727-404, whatever it is. on AM and stereo FM. This is Q102.
It's just past 7 o'clock, Q102 main evening news. This is Gary Hamill. BBC programmes controller in the north, Mr. James Hawthorne, has said he will resign because of a BBC decision not to screen a programme on Ulster. BBC journalists are also getting ready to strike for 24 hours next Wednesday in protest at the decision not to televise the programme, which features an interview with Sinn Féin Assemblyman Martin McGuinness. The NUJ will be seeking support from all other unions in the BBC for strike action. The car bomb, which exploded outside a hotel in Belfast this morning, has prompted hoteliers and pub owners to take heed and look out for suspect devices. The IRA has claimed responsibility for the bomb blast, which damaged the Grenham Lodge Hotel in Belfast City. Hotels were searched earlier this morning in counties Louth, Donegal and Monaghan, following an anonymous phone call warning of a bomb blitz. One report says the caller used the code of the extremist loyalist organisation, the UVF. Leader of the SDLP, John Hume, said today that the Tory government is the best hope for a solution to the northern problem. In an interview in Dublin's Hot Press magazine, he said that the chances of reaching a solution to the Irish situation are better under a Tory government than any other. Mr. Hume added that the Irish situation was something that didn't impinge on Margaret Thatcher's consciousness at all until her election as Prime Minister. He believes that there's an opportunity for making progress while Mrs. Thatcher is still running the country. Speaking of the Forum report, he claimed that the impact it made internationally has forced the British government into serious discussion with Dublin. The European Committee in Brussels decided today to back economic sanctions against South Africa in protest at the country's racial segregation policies. The move followed a long debate during which South Africa was criticised over its new emergency laws, under which over 1,200 people are being detained. West Germany, however, did not support the backing of economic sanctions. And among the foreigners who left Uganda today was a large number of Irish people. The first buses in a convoy of about 50 vehicles crossed the border into Kenya today. The evacuation follows Saturday's military coup. Other countries represented in the evacuation were Britain, America, France, Canada, India, Australia and Tanzania. Reasons for the move were given as the lack of food and fresh water in Uganda's capital Kampala and bad sanitation. Preparations for Ireland's first heart transplant are now nearly complete and are set for September. The operation will take place in the Mater Hospital and 60 medical and laboratory staff have been trained for the transplant. After the first, it is believed Ireland will cater for 8 heart transplants for each year. And surgeons in Dublin's Mater Hospital are still confident about the future of liver transplant operations despite the death last night of Ireland's second transplant patient. The first liver transplant patient, a 31-year-old woman, died only 2 days after her operation in May this year. Brian Jennings now reports.
Colonel Frank Kelly, Ireland's second liver transplant patient, died last night at 6:45 in Dublin's Mater Hospital, only 13 days after receiving his new liver. According to a spokesman at the hospital, Colonel Kelly's liver functioned perfectly right up to the moment of his death. But despite 24-hour monitoring of the man's condition, he eventually died due to kidney failure. Nevertheless, the hospital is now preparing for another liver transplant operation. The team of 60 personnel in the Mater Hospital's liver transplant unit are to be led in this, the third Irish liver transplant operation, by two of the country's most eminent surgeons, FX McConnell and Tom Corrigan. Hospitals around the country have been alerted to the need for another donor liver. According to the hospital spokesman, the transplant team will be ready to perform the operation as soon as a donor liver becomes available. Brian Jennings for Q102 News.
Following the gathering of 8,000 people at a holy grotto in Ballinspittle, County Cork last night, a bishop has warned people today to be cautious about the claim of moving statues at the grotto. The bishop, Michael Murphy, said that before the church could make any announcement on the occurrences, if any, there would have to be a lengthy investigation. The parish priest of Ballinspittle said this afternoon that people came from all over the country last night. Father Dennis Neville added that the figure of 8,000 was accurate. When questioned about the sightings, he had no comment to make. The parish curate, Father Davern, was unavailable for comment. One local family were in a field overlooking the grotto last night, and the daughter claims she saw the statue of Our Lady move from the shoulders up just after 10 o'clock. Also last night, a local man, Mr. Michael Fehily, collapsed and died at the grotto of what might have been a heart attack. He was married with 4 children. Finally, a large number of Hollywood stars are presently panicking over their past contact with Rock Hudson, who is suffering from the immunity deficiency virus AIDS. Among the worried stars is Linda Evans, who plays Crystal Carrington in Dynasty. Rock Hudson was returning home from Paris and is now receiving treatment in the University Hospital in Westwood, California. The current issue of Time magazine has reported that Rock Hudson is gay and that many people on the inside knew this. Hudson's agent chartered an Air France jumbo jet especially for the star's return home to America. The evening and overnight forecast now mainly overcast with occasional scattered showers this evening, becoming cooler overnight with mist and fog patches. Overnight temperatures a minimum of 10 degrees Celsius. The winds are light to moderate force 2 to 4 and the current Dublin temperature is 16 degrees Celsius. Q102 main evening news on Wednesday. It's 5 minutes past 7.
Q102.
John Kenny.
Bottom room.